On a Sunday morning here on Robin Hood Radio, we kick off the 9 o'clock hour for Sporting a Cause. Willie Hallahan from SportingACause.com. He joins us, and we take a look at some fundraising events that are all somehow tied to athletics. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. And it's a beautiful Mother's Day morning.
Absolutely. Going to stay this way most of the day, cloud up later on, and so all the moms will be able to go out there and play golf.
Yeah, right. Or run. There are a couple things going on to talk about. First of all, the raffles continue. Brody Park, Salisbury Rotary Club, I've talked about those before. They're replacing sports-related fundraisers that they had to cancel because of the pandemic. The Angels in the Infield softball tournament has been canceled again this year. It's held in early May. It's too bad. It's the second year that they've decided not to for safety reasons. The tournament is played in North Canaan. It was in memory of Carrie Perotti, a Canaan girl who lost her life to a car accident. Her dad, Charlie Perotti, who's Canaan's first selectman, tells me that they will definitely be back next year. The proceeds from that tournament goes to local scholarships. The Michael J. Fox Foundation Spring 5K, 10K, and Half Marathon is being held over this weekend. It's virtual. And when that, what that tells me, even though it's specifically for a weekend or a day, if it's virtual, there's latitude about when you participate. If you're going to run or walk wherever you want, it doesn't necessarily have to be on that at that time because there's no place to go to, so to speak. And the important thing, anyway, is raising money. And of course, the proceeds from this event will go to the Michael J. Fox Foundation and their search for a cure for Parkinson's disease. Today, this morning, in an hour or so, the North Canaan Mother's Day 5K will kick off at 10 o'clock at the Canaan Town Hall. This is a race that's sponsored by Great Falls Brewery in Canaan and also Greystone Publishing. This is a new race this year, and hopefully it'll become an annual event. No reason why not. Canaan typically only has a race a year, and if it gets two or three, then that's a good thing. I strongly suspect we'll see people from the 169 Town Society. I've spoken about them in the past. They haven't had reason to be too active lately because of the pandemic, but that's a group in the southern part of the state that is dedicated to running or walking in an event in each of Connecticut's 169 towns. The last count, I haven't checked on it lately, there are like 3,500 of them. And so if they want to get to a race in a particular town to cross it off its list, they don't have a lot of choices in this neck of the woods. Canaan has a couple, Salisbury has one, maybe two. Same in Sharon. But anyway, I hope to see some of those 169ers there. Coming up this next weekend, next Saturday, the Winsted Elks annual golf tournament is going to be held at the Canaan Country Club. It's nice to see fundraisers coming back there. The tournament's already full. They almost immediately fill up with their own membership, but they also have a second tournament in the season, so if you missed out, you have a chance to participate later in the summer. Also, next Saturday is the Big Climb. This is a climbing event, and it's also virtual. So it doesn't matter where you do it or when, but it supports the fight against leukemia and lymphoma. Now, the following week is going to be a little light, Marshall, but the weekend after that is Memorial Day. And there's all kinds of things we'll be talking about, not the least of which is the Trans Am at Limerock Park. There's a motorcycle ride. There's some running events, and then we're into summer. It's incredibly, I mean, how often do we marvel at the fact that time just seems flying by? One other thing to note: upcoming on May 25th, that's when tickets to the Travelers Championship golf tournament go on sale. There's an interesting thing going on this here, Marshall. I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent. It's not related to sports-related fundraising at all, but it has a Traveler's connection, so it's worth noting. Of course, you can only, like every other event this year, you can only buy tickets online to the Travelers. But an interesting twist is that you will not be able to spend cash there. Buy a hot dog, beer, T-shirts, whatever, all the things you can buy when you go to a tournament, you'll have to use an alternative form of digital payment. And this is of interest to me because I read a lot of financial newsletters and so forth, and there's this growing consensus fear, if you want, that our government's going to do away with cash. It'll be their way to totally control our spending. You control the money, you control people. And I've heard that it could be as early as the end of this year. I've got a couple of bets going with my friends that it will happen. I'm a believer that it will happen. And I think it'll happen just this way. A major event that people go to, they do away with cash. You get used to the idea of using a PayPal or whatever form you have. Next thing, it'll be a chain, like maybe a McDonald's. And I'm guessing probably they've already been experimenting with this in other parts of the country. But anyway, it's a trend, I believe, and we'll see. It's a bet I would like to lose, but I'm not so sure I will.
Well, the whole thing about cash is in this country, when gas stations started saying to along the I-95 corridor, you can't spend, you know, no more than $25 or $50. There's a thing in the Constitution that if it's legal tender, you have to take it. So if they're going to get rid of cash, it'll have to go through the House and Senate because legal tender is part of that. So it's going to be interesting to see because I've heard those same rumors too. But I think it's a lot harder step to get rid of it. I think they can try to curtail the use of cash, but I don't think they'll be able to stamp it out unless it comes from the House and the Senate, and then the bill signed by the president. And the chances of any of that happening seem to be slim to none.
Well, unless it's there by their design. You know, it depends on whether they decide to make a legal tender digital.
Yeah.
If that's what they do, then they can do pretty much whatever they want.
Yeah.
There's one other thing I wanted to mention. It was a cool event I went to yesterday. I talked about it last weekend. It was a cornhole tournament. It was at Brody Park in New Hartford, I guess it is technically. I'd never been there before. It's off in the boondocks between Winsted and New Hartford. It's a beautiful place on West Hill Lake Pond. Anyway, people from an organization that they built called Project Playground held this tournament. They've been raising funds through fundraisers for the last couple of years to build two playgrounds at two different grade schools in the New Hartford area. They needed to raise $160,000. They had raised $150,000 of it by as of yesterday, and they were hoping to maybe come close to completing their goal yesterday. But I've got to tell you, I've been to a couple of cornhole tournaments before, and they have I'm used to seeing two or three, maybe four setups, if it were courts or whatever they call the pair of the whole things there. But yesterday they had a full size wedding tent, and they had 16 courts set up, and to watch these people all competing at the same time was something to see. The gist of it was the size of this event and also the dedication of these women. There are like four women who have a committee and are almost completed with their fundraising efforts. So it just goes to show you what you can do if you set your mind to it.
That's the whole thing. Nose to the grindstone.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah. Well, I know that you'll go out there and you get a shoot in the low 80s today.
Yes, for 9.
All right, have a good week.
Thanks for your faith, Marshall. Bye.
Take care. Willie Hallahan. And Sporting a Cause, you'll find him, of course, at sportingacause.com on the web. And here on Sunday mornings, kicking off the 9 o'clock hour on Robin Hood Radio. You can also find him at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan.